RevivalZone.com.
Welcome to this version of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hope you had a great start to the week. If not, oh well. Before you know it, your weekend will be here. Just pretend every day is Friday. That's what I used to do. A long, long time ago at a job I did not like. But I love this job, being in the catbird seat with all of you across the nation. And remember, you have a chance to chime in whenever you want to here on ATN. It is the overnight highway. We like to call it water cooler buzz at its best. And the big buzz is now starting to be over the protests against Wall Street that's spreading across the country. But what's interesting, as I said before, there's no one leader, if you will. And would you call it a grassroots movement? One of my friends in L.A. said, yeah, there's a lot of unemployed people, and that's where they're going. They're starting to get some free Oreos and shakes, so they're showing up in L.A. and Portland. And I don't think that's what it's all about. In Manhattan, it certainly has grown by leaps and bounds, and they're walking around with masks and fistful of fake money. In Chicago, they're pounding drums and they're waving protest signs and passing cars all over the country. And the Brooklyn Bridge deal really set this off, made it even bigger, because you had about 700 people. I think there was even more, since I was just on that bridge a couple of weeks ago. And judging by the amount of people that I saw, somewhere in there, 700 to maybe even 1,000. That's pretty big for not a full-scale effort. In other words, people just word of mouth, kind of coming together, doing the Twitter thing, whatever, to get them down to wherever they're going to be in the middle of the city or at the heart of the financial district in all these various places. And some of the protesters say that this is like the Tea Party movement, kind of, you know, its own little movement, its own different slant on something completely different than the Tea Party, but focused on financial matters. So you had a lot of people sounding off, of course, as always, with politics about the economy, about B of A, for example. And see, this is what I think, if we drill down, this is what really gets me. When you think of Bank of America just last week saying they were going to charge $5 for you to use your debit card, ridiculous. And why? Because they're not getting as much money back from the vendors for those swipe fees. So our government, it's all its wisdom to help the middle class, knocks out the swipe fees, which then in turn kicks the rest of us in the rear end, because if you happen to be with B of A, you're going to have to pay when you use the debit card. So what are you going to do? Walk around with a pocket full of cash all the time? Go back to checks? It's ridiculous. So we've got this Occupy movement, this bigger movement going on as far as money is concerned, and we're not going to take it anymore. And we have this nonsense piggybacked on it with B of A, like I said. Senator Dick Durbin, for example, earlier in the day said this is, you know, forget this whole B of A thing. They're out of here. And even the president used the opportunity to jump on B of A's back. I would say, ha-ha, a little bit too late for him. He had the chance to do something, and he didn't do anything. And instead, we have banks that won't lend, but we have companies that are hamstrung because they're paying too much taxes. 35% in the corporate tax is ridiculous. So they go overseas and get the 25%, and that's what it's all about. That's part of it anyway. Not like I am some big corporate cheerleader, but I am about capitalism because I think this nation thrives on the correct form of capitalism. It's just not being done right, and it's not being peddled right by all the things we're hearing about jobs and the economy. So here's a hodgepodge of what I was just talking about. Durbin, also Brad Miller, who chimes in about Congressman Miller about Occupy Raleigh, because that's kind of what they're calling it, saying it's a bigger movement. And then rounding it out with the president on B of A. Take a listen.
Bank of America customers, vote with your feet.
get the heck out of that bank.
What starts here is a movement to provide the support for that kind of specific change.
My hope is that you're going to see a bunch of the banks who say to themselves, you know what, this is actually not good business practice. Banks can make money, they can succeed the old-fashioned way, by earning it.
All right, Emery sends us a note on the chat on AmericaTonight.net and says, why aren't they protesting Congress, who's creating the regulations that are causing the problem? And he's right. It's the regulations. Why aren't the regulations being discussed? That always gets shoved under the rug. Why? Because it creates more jobs, more security. And trust me, in the government, they don't want more slashing. I've said this a ton of times here because I have friends who work for the government, and they tell me, off the record, of course, geez, if they just did an audit of this department in the IRS and that department in the IRS, and then they went across the street and looked at this department and looked at that department, and they started to see how so many of the jobs are doubled and tripled up and are unnecessary, there would be savings galore right there. But somebody has to help push through all these regulations, for goodness sake, don't they? I mean, think about it. Even with health care, the individual mandate, which is now, of course, going to be run up the flagpole to the Supreme Court just in time for these elections, probably happens around June by the time the Supreme Court really tackles it. But the individual mandate has created jobs for the government. Yeah, for the IRS. They're already hiring the people, putting them in place, getting them used to the regulations that they will have to enforce. In other words, go after the people who opt out of buying health care because they decide they can't afford it and slap them with a fine. And thousands of those jobs have been created. Because think of all the IRS offices. Think of how vast the United States is and how many would fall into the category of taxpayer, whether they're in their 20s, whether they could be 18, 19, whatever category they fall into, doesn't matter. There's more regulations, more jobs created. So we have these anti-Wall Street protests that are spreading nationwide, and I think Emery has a good point. Why aren't we seeing those protests on Congress? Why? What if you took all those people in all those cities and they went to Washington? How many people would that make? It's not going to be a march on the mall, but you know, you might get a significant number. You might get a significant number. So are these protests kind of falling on deaf ears? And some of what they're saying, I think, makes sense. And the rest of it is not, I agree, is not aimed necessarily in the right direction. But at least people are upset. At least people are doing something, right? Because they're tired of it. But unfortunately, what's happened in New York is they keep trying to say, oh, it's police brutality. The police are bringing us down. It's the police. So now it's sort of veering away from more than the money thing. It's about, oh, the cops are stopping us here, and the cops are telling us what to do, and they lead us down the bridge, and then they arrest us. So I don't like that aspect, because it's almost like they're baiting them and waiting for something to happen. So I think that's not in itself a pure intent to go after the greedy, let's say. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to check the mailbag.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Tonight, Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation. At least we still believe it's great. We want to keep it that way. So I say on one hand, bravo to the people who are participating, at least doing something, protesting what they say is greed and Wall Street and all that stuff. But it might be a little misplaced. Too bad they're not at the Capitol and holding signs about their favorite, she said sarcastically, congressperson or senator who's not doing their job and put us in this pickle in the first place. Cut the regulations. Less government, baby. The government approves over and over again that what they do best is rob us. pay. And what do you get in return? I'm not saying there's no good services that come from a federal government, but perhaps we need to chop that almost in half, seriously. As I was mentioning before, doing audits of the ridiculous overlap in what we're seeing in government spending, and part of that is on jobs that are already being done by three and four different people in the same departments all around the country, whether you're talking about the Department of Justice, whether you're talking about the IRS, as I mentioned, you know, the list goes on and on and on. So if you want to throw in, please feel free to throw in. You may think it's you might look at it a little bit differently. You might think, great, go to Wall Street, go to the center of all these cities, the financial areas, and really hammer them. But you know what? The guy with the Armani suit and the driver does not give a crap about some people protesting a street down from his mortgage place, his mortgage, you know, investment spot. He doesn't care. That guy doesn't care. So you're not getting that message clear. I think it would have been better to have it on the government side of things, because then it just also makes it a layup for politicians to say, yeah, you're right. See, they're saying greed is bad, at least the politicians that want to go after big business. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hey, Dan.
Hello, Kate.
Please tell me you have a joke, although I can hear you already breaking up. Your phone is crackling all over. Is that your phone?
Yeah. So I'll tell you what, I'll call you back.
Call us back. He has the crackling phone problem. Remember the old commercial? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? You know what Dan needs? He needs an iPhone 5. Do you believe it? I mean, Apple, always on the cutting edge of technology. If one product isn't doing quite as well as another product, doesn't matter because they got something else coming up around the bend. Now, Android for the last 3 months has kind of kicked the iPhone, but the iPhone is coming out with the souped up iPhone 5 that will have everything in it. It's amazing what you can do on these phones where you can just hold them up and get a book. You know, you go to Amazon, phew, I just downloaded a book. Or you can push all your songs in it, flip it on the stereo, you know, in other words, plug it in, and it sounds stereo quality. Crazy. Let's move to Tomas in Michigan. Dan's going to have to wait in line if he calls back with his cackling phone. Hey, Tomas.
Yeah, I'm on my 6-year-old flip phone right here.
Good for you. Who wants to pay all those, you know, talk about taxes and regulations. Did you ever look at your cell phone bill and see how much you pay in taxes on that phone?
Well, no, let's try and don't get me off track here.
Okay, all right. All right, you go for what you want to go for. Go ahead, dip in.
Well, you start talking about my bills, man. That'll be a long, long show. Look, you're criticizing these hippies and these commies and these homosexuals out there in the street. And you know what? I probably would not sit down and have a civil conversation with them on a normal day. But I think you're wrong when you say that they're instead of being in New York, they should be in D.C. Because let's look at what's happened. In the first bailout of, I don't know, $1 trillion or $2 trillion, everybody called Washington, D.C., both parties. 90% of America said, no, don't give the banks $1 trillion bailout. Guess what happened? Both parties decided to give the banks $1 trillion bailout. The next thing happened, the Tea Party was formed after that guy in the Chicago Exchange, had a little rant there. The Tea Party marched on Washington, D.C., very civil, okay? What happened? Nothing. They came up with this $2 trillion increase after the Tea Party elected their people to Congress and took over the House. The same people they elected decided to raise the debt ceiling by $2 trillion.
Yeah.
And so the young people are going, look, you can call, it doesn't matter. You can go to D.C. even if you're a Republican, and it doesn't matter. You know why? Because you go over there, and all you're doing is screaming at the congressman. But the banks send one guy, a lobbyist, to the office of the congressman with a $100,000 check. Who's the congressman going to listen to? So I say, Kate, more power to him. Make them sweat. Because you know what? The banks are the ones that are controlling the regulations. They're paying Republicans and Democrats so much money, and that's just the money we know about. They're the ones that are the problem. And you're not going to get it done. Insanity is trying to do the same thing over and over again when you see that it doesn't work.
Right. So you're saying go after the banks. Make them sweat. Even if the guy in the Jag gets driven around the block or whatever, who cares? They got to go through it every day. They got to look out their windows. They got to be annoyed in some fashion. So keep the voices going. Because
look what's happening. Bank of America has decided that they're not going to serve the middle class anymore.
Yeah, you're right.
They decided that, and they know that people are going to take their $200 or $300 or $5,000 account out because they can't afford to pay $5 a month. They can't afford it. And Bank of America knows that they can make a lot more money on the upper class, the people that got $50,000, $100,000 in there, because they don't care about $5 a month.
Right.
And so in these big buildings now that the middle class is paying for, you know, in property taxes or, well, I don't know about that. But the thing is, they decided they're not going to deal with the little guy anymore. And that's why they're doing that. And you know what? You're not going to change it by sending people to D.C. You're going to change it by sending people to Wall Street. And so it's sad, but that, I believe, is what's happening. And a lot of smart young kids are starting to figure that out, too. But, you know, I'd like to hear your opinion and the opinion of other people, so.
Yeah, I agree. I'm glad you had a different twist on it. I still don't agree completely with you, but I understand what you're saying. It didn't work in D.C., so, because, see, I still say you make the Congress people and the Senate squirm, because if you pay attention on other things, they flipped. If they get pounded enough, they change because they don't want to lose their jobs. It's always about playing for re-election. And if there is enough of an outcry, if there's enough people who are faxing, emailing, clogging up, and which has happened on the Hill, and it was happening last year. I mean, even think of healthcare, what happened there and how long it took to get through, how long it took to drive a wedge through that system. Although Tomas has a point. The Tea Party had this grassroots movement and just started calling themselves the Tea Party. And there was no true leader. There were all different people that were springing up around the country and having rallies and saying, we don't want this deficit. We don't want to drop this on our kids. And it did affect the midterm elections. The Senator Rand Pauls of Kentucky, et cetera, get in there, and they're on the vote of the so-called Tea Party voters who didn't want that whole taxation thing, who wanted a sound budget and not spending, 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 but yet the deficit ceiling still gets lifted. It still gets lifted anyway, which caused lots of problems for the Speaker of the House, John Boehner. If you remember, we want to live that whole thing. We are talking specifically about the protesters in St. Louis, in Chicago, in L.A., in Seattle, in Boston. In Boston, there was one guy who had a handwritten sign that said, fight the rich, not their wars. Human need, not corporate greed.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
I like to see you look right across the floor. I like to do the things, see you holler for more. I like to reggae, but you can't do that for me.
Here's a sign from somebody in St. Louis that said, how did the cat get so fat? You're a pawn in their game. And we want the sacks of gold Goldman Sachs stole from us. Now, here's the thing. There is one definite thing that happens in this country, and I'm going to clarify this, and I'll say this. I believe in capitalism if you look at the basis of our country. And it's a funny thing. Once you get money, once a lot of people get money, their ideals seem to switch. Because this is the thing about America. There is always the belief that you're going to make it. The land of opportunity. You can make it in America. That's what we're founded on. That's why so many people came into New York, poured into New York, and forever sat on Ellis Island being processed legally just because they wanted a chance at the American dream, because they thought they could make money. They could have a better life. They could have a big house. They could have a car. They could have whatever it was. So we all still want to believe that we can reach out equally and grab the brass ring. But has that changed? Do you feel like these kids are right? And it's not all kids, but this protest, are they right that you can't grab that brass ring? That's basically what they're saying. Fight the rich. It's their fault. It's their fault. So you have hundreds of demonstrators marching from a tent city in downtown Boston to the State House, because they're screaming their lungs out saying, end corporate influence of government, which is what Tomas was saying. And he didn't agree with me to go to Washington. He said, this is what it is. The people in these corporations that are making a gazillion dollars at the top of the ladder, they're behind the people that are being elected. So what do you think happens when it comes to regulation? And I'll say it again. Somebody runs a company, they do a great job, whatever it is, whether it's American Airlines, which, by the way, had a weird day on Wall Street, dumped at one point down 37% because of poor earnings, ahead of poor earnings that were going to be released. But if somebody's in place and they turn a company around, shouldn't they be rewarded for that? Shouldn't they get whatever? The problem is, when I say get whatever, should they really make 150 times more than what the average worker is making for their company? I think that is greedy. I think you are eating the whole pie. They should be able to make a killing if you want, whatever you want to call it, but not a killing at the expense of killing off everybody who works for them. That's a whole different story. All right, let's head out to Dale for some reasoning in Illinois here on America Tonight. Hey, Dale.
You're speaking to the person of reason for sure. Well, the gentleman before had some good points and some valid ones, and ones we have to think about. I think the biggest thing about some of these things, Kate, none of these people on Wall Street went to jail. When some of those guys start going to jail, maybe the rest of them will get their attention. But they made bad decisions. And middle classes bail them out. And that part of it is wrong. And he's right about that.
I agree. Remember, though, they did have the perp walk. You had the guy who ran WorldCom. You had, of course, the Bernie Madoff thing. But they could have gotten Madoff years before. So essentially they let him get away with it even longer. So there were some people that were nailed. The head of M-Clone, the thing that brought Martha Stewart down. But you're right. There still were a lot that weren't. The whole Goldman Sachs thing. Yeah, come on. There was definitely things that happened that shouldn't have been allowed to happen and caused the banks too big to fail. Bad decision.
And then they paid them the big bonuses.
Yeah. And then they held on to the money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, he's 100% correct about that.
Yeah.
But I don't think President Obama gets upset with the Republicans about not compromising, not making progress. But the 2010 election should have told him, we don't want any more debt.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't blame anybody for trying to stick to that. We've done compromises because we had to keep the government running. But he's a firm believer, you know. Katie's a socialist. He doesn't believe in people starting a business and trying to keep making a fortune, keeping their money. He thinks that people ought to give a lot of that up to somebody else who hasn't earned it.
Yeah.
There's a lot involved in business. There's sacrifices. There's tremendous amount of risk. Mm-hmm. And as you know, 80% of them fail.
Oh, and I would agree with you, having been in small business myself several times, the sweat equity is a killer. And when you can't make it, it's the worst feeling in the world. But then when you do turn a corner now, especially since most of America is made up of small businesses and everybody wants a chunk of it, you're right. How do you survive and thrive when you're in that situation, when you're just getting nickeled and dimed to death?
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. With the banks, mm-hmm. They've got money. They're not lending it. Are they afraid of the regulation, that they're overregulated, or what? Why aren't they loaning any money?
Oh, I think they're just afraid of the economy. They see what's happening with the European Union. They see what's going on with Greece, and they're just hoarding the money, keeping the money, and just making incredibly tight restrictions, or even if you have a good FICO score or any of that, it doesn't matter, because they're going to try to figure out ways to knock you down when you're trying to get a loan. Whereas before, you used to be able to get a loan from a bank if you could prove and vet out a process that you had a solvent business, or a chance at one at least. See, here's the thing. Isn't it funny that I'm saying this? And then I think of Solyndra, and all they had to do was lobby Washington, and they got a gorgeous building. They made a whole bunch of solar panels that were already being sold cheaply by the Chinese, and made a whole bunch of money. I mean, for themselves, had some big paychecks, and then went bankrupt.
Well, that's...
They got a government-guaranteed loan. So you know what the answer is? We just discovered this, Dale. You got to get to know your congresspeople and your senators. You got to get some lobbyists behind you if you have enough money for that, because that still is going on, trust me. And then you maybe have a shot at a government loan, and that's the better way to go, because you probably don't have much of a shot at a bank loan.
Well, that's unfortunate, I think.
It is unfortunate.
There's just too much uncertainty in the market right now. But, you know, some of these fees that these banks charge us for the little guy is absolutely ridiculous. You have a check that don't go through the first time. It's 30, 40 bucks.
I know. Yeah.
It's absurd.
It is worthy. Or you have a $25 maintenance fee unless you remain with $10,000 at all times in your account.
Well, that's a point the gentleman made, is that unless you're a big guy, you're going to get stuck with all this. And so I understand, you know, some of the philosophy behind it, but we don't create jobs by refusing to let companies build an airplane plant in North Carolina because it isn't unionized.
Yeah, South Carolina.
You know, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
We don't stop producing oil and gas because we want to spend 5 years doing environmental impact study. Just, we got to get rid of this guy.
And you know what? 55% of America says in a new poll, ABC Washington Post, that he has a chance of not getting reelected. 55%. Even the president himself now is saying he's the underdog, although I think that's partly spin to try to get reelected as a ruse, kind of like, hey, everybody loves the underdog, so listen, geez, I'm trying to get everyone to work together, and now I'm the underdog, and I'm the guy in the White House. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hey, Dan.
Can you hear me?
We got you. Go ahead.
Okay. There was this young girl, and she had really bad acne. And so she went to her doctor, and the doctor says, well, there is an experimental drug, but, okay, this is just too bad. This is messing up. I'll buy a new phone tomorrow, and I'll call you tomorrow night. Okay.
All right, Dan's going to buy a new phone. I like that, how he stops in the middle. There's a girl with acne. Boom. What's the punchline? I have no idea. Rick in Illinois gets to follow that up. Hey, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Hey, if you went out to Vegas, put your money on Detroit like I told you to, you'd be filthy rich today.
Oh, filthy. Yes.
Philly, too.
Oh, I'd be filthy rich. Filthy. Yeah, crazy what happened in that game. That's crazy. You know, I picked Detroit in my pools, and I picked Detroit with our nail the score thing. So did you, but nobody nailed the score. But, man, Tony Romo throwing away three interceptions. Boom, boom, boom. Nutty. At the end of the game.
I figure Jerry Jones ready to start firing people. Another week.
I don't think so. I think he's got to hang with Jason Garrett through the year for sure. I think that he's probably livid, though. I agree with that. But Romo. It was Romo at the end of that game. It was brutal. That game was brutal for them. They lose, 34-30.
Yeah. Now, these people out there marching on Wall Street might be starting some, because they're starting in Chicago and St. Louis, California, so it might be something starting somewhere. Movement or revolution or something. I don't want to be...
Yeah, but when we say revolution, what does that mean? What are you going to do? Throw a brick through the window of the bank? I mean, where does it all end up? So what do the banks do? Do the banks say, okay, geez, these people are upset. They're right. I'm going to cut back a little bit on my salary, and we're going to cut back with these fees that don't make any sense for the middle class. We're going to do that.
You arrested 700 people. If you arrest 700 people a day, where are you going to put them at, you know? So... I don't know. I think something might start here. Everybody's about fed up with everything.
Well, you know, I always say it. It's true. Power to the people. You're not going to affect change unless you speak up, unless you get out there. And obviously, there is some effect, if you will, because it's being addressed by politicians because they know they can't ignore it. So people are talking about it. And maybe that leads to something. What? I don't know. More regulation on the banks? I'm not... Sure. And I think the problem is, too, the banks continue, they'll say, okay, so they screwed us up on the swipe fee, so now we're going to charge you for the debit card. I think they're going to figure out ways to still, no matter what the regulation is, to come around and get their fair share. Rick, thanks for the call. It's interesting. Cop says, he sent me a chat note, he says, next year banks are charging for any bank tracks transactions. And he's right about that. We've talked about that, too. So You're going to get charged for transactions. You're going to get charged a fee for using the debit card. What do? Take all your money out and wad it up and put a rubber band around it like they do in the mafia? Stay with us.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA. But Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com, and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter, and as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
When they kick out your front door, how you gonna come? With your hands on your head or on the trigger of your gun? When the law breaks in, how you gonna go? Shut down on the pavement or waiting on death row? You can crush us, you can bruise us, but you'll have to answer too. Oh, guns of Brixton. Well, the money seems good and your life, you like it well, but surely your time will come, as in heaven or as in hell.
If you listen to the words for what we're talking about here on America Tonight, checks and balances have been trashed, let's face it. And, you know, here's the thing. Most people, certainly that would fall into the so-called middle class, feel like they are getting screwed. There's no way to sugarcoat it. Do you feel like the American dream, I said this before, is unattainable? How many people listening to me feel like they just can't grab that brass ring? That they're working their behind off, but it doesn't matter. They can't get the brass ring because they don't have a Harvard education. They don't have a buddy at the golf club that's inside an investment bank that can give them the leg up. They don't have a daddy who's running a huge business, etc. We're starting to see that. There's like class warfare going on for sure. Is it exaggerated? Is it fair? Is it foul? I mean, there's so much surrounding this, and there's so much anger. I mean, that's the thing. There's so much anger. And, you know, ultimately, what's interesting is Mayor Michael Bloomberg, who is more than a mayor, he is a billionaire. He made his money as a corporate guy, right? And he says that the demonstrators are missing the point. They're making a mistake by targeting Wall Street. He says the protesters are protesting against people who make $40,000 to $50,000 a year and are struggling to make ends meet. That's the bottom line. These are the people who work on Wall Street or in the financial sector. He's right about that. Because the other guys, they're out on Long Island somewhere. They're out in the Hamptons. They're in their helicopters. That's what the point I was trying to make about the limousine pulling up. Doesn't matter. You're not the person that's sitting there doing the grunt work. It's hard to believe that. But, yes, there are still a lot of the grunts that are on the floor, certainly on the floor of Wall Street. A lot of those people would fall into that category. But regardless, it's symbolic of what's being said, of what's happening in Philly, in Kansas City, in Chicago, in L.A., in New York, in St. Louis. You know, pick a place and it's really, really spread. But will anything result from days after days after days of hanging out in a tent, some of them, and waking up and then protesting, getting on a bullhorn, because that's what's happening in New York. The best coverage they've gotten was the whole Brooklyn Bridge thing. So that's what they decided to move and get on the bridge and show their anger and their rage. And that's when more attention, you know, came the protesters' way. And who are these? Somebody said to me, who are these protesters? Who are they? Aren't they, because they're not working? What's going on? Who are they? Well, they're not the so-called Wall Streeters, that's for sure. And just quite simply, they're dressed up like what they're calling corporate zombies. They've got white face paint on. You see them almost everywhere. And they've got that fake money in their hands, and that's what they're doing. That's what's happening. That's the how long this lasts, you know, a couple more weeks. I don't know. Maybe it lasts a little bit longer than that. But will the protest lead to anything? You heard what Bloomberg said. They're targeting the wrong people. Well, then who are they supposed to target? They're supposed to go and target the people in Wall Street, like I said? Here's the thing. You want change you can count on? Start looking at 2012. What kind of change can you count on? And by the way, we're still doing our straw poll, and I mentioned this earlier. Herman Cain in the lead with 17. Ron Paul has 16. Rick Perry, 10. Mitt Romney, the Bobbsey twins, 9. And Michelle Bachmann has 9. This shows you where this audience stands to me. All right, so without further ado, let's check the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Can I hear that one more time?
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, I like it. All right, quickly, here's a few for you. I really appreciate it when everybody emails the show, and you all do such a great job. Here's one from Sean Alexander, who says, Kate, I've been listening to your show for a long time. Sister, I love it, I gotta say. Even if I don't always agree with you, good for you. I can't believe that more people aren't saying Herman Cain all the way. That's where my vote goes. Why? Because he's not tainted by the political machine. Does he really owe anyone anything? The answer is no. So I say he's got to be the guy. Why not? And then forget playing the race card, because if you have a black man running against a black man with completely different ideas on where this country needs to go, they can't call out the Republicans on that anymore. And I have to tell you, I'm an independent. If you wanted to label me as something, and gosh, I hate being labeled, but if you wanted to slap independent on me, feel free to do it. All right, so another one for Cain. Here's another one from Peter McMahon. And Peter says, America Tonight, enjoying the fair these days. Have to say, straw poll, give my vote to Rick Perry. I know people don't like his immigration policy, but they have to understand what happened in Texas. I think Rick Perry has a lot of friends in the right places instead of the wrong places that will support and help this president. After all, you're only as good as the cabinet you surround yourself with. Thanks. Okay, here's one from Katie Shahidi. Katie says, paying attention to these protests, some of my friends are actually in the mix on Wall Street. They feel proud to be down there, Kate. In fact, some of them have taken a few days off. I hope the world is watching and paying attention. I also hope that it doesn't get out of control after what we're hearing that's happening with the police. The bigger the crowd gets, of course, there's more of that possibility, but the bigger the crowd gets, the more chances there's coverage. People are fed up with it and don't want it anymore. We're tired of the same old, and letting the status quo just continue on forever and a day. All right, if you want to weigh in on any of those things, you can certainly do it, or whatever you want to vent about. Perhaps you're not even venting. You're telling me a great story about somebody who should be recognized in your backyard. We like those stories, too. 800-259-5791. In fact, on our next show, we're going to introduce you to somebody who's done just that, somebody who is in charge of what's now become a great charity where people are taking in their cars and boats and getting the write-off, and it's educating some inner-city school kids, thousands and thousands of them, and it's smooth, such a smooth sale. And why? Because they know how to do it. They have the right people in place, and it's a nonprofit that knows how to run the business side of things, which is a big difference. Let's go to Sam in Montreal quickly. Hey, Sam.
Hey, gorgeous.
Hey, what's on your mind?
What was Hank Williams Jr. thinking when he said that?
Yeah, booted off of Monday Night Football now. No more Hank Williams Jr.
Right. And unfortunately, well, by the way, I spoke to Steve earlier. He says hi, and he says your Eagles maybe, but that's another story.
The Eagles maybe. Eagles are terrible. They keep losing at the tail end of these games.
Oh, you know, but he also a friend of his had told him about it, so he checked on the internet.
Oh, he checked on the internet,
yeah,
right?
He thought because he'd heard about it, then he checked it, and he said, what was he thinking? And I agree. I mean, this guy, you know, is thinking with another part of his body. You know, and like thinking, nothing Yahoo to, you know, please. I mean, if Hank Williams Jr. is thinking about coming to the Holy Land, you better change disguise and change his name because they don't want him.
Well, he's pretty recognizable, so he'd have to do a few things going to do that. I think they could recognize him from a mile away.
Oh, you know,
so that's
the
problem.
Oh, by the way, was this the song they took off? Was this just a one-time thing, or is it going to be permanent?
Is what going to be permanent?
That they're taking off the theme from Monday Night Football tonight.
Oh, I think it's permanent. I could be wrong, but what I read was it wasn't any kind of a suspension. It was boom, he's out.
Boom your history.
Boom your history. There's just some things that you can't make mistakes with, and
right.
I guess that's exactly what happened there.
Right, you know, and what someone I heard, and I was speaking to Steve, you know, and he what someone suggested is maybe, you know, besides doing that, fly him in, take him to a Holocaust museum in Israel, and then maybe he'll apologize.
Yeah, I have a feeling they'll be waiting a long time for that apology. Sam, thanks very much for the call. And, you know, ESPN just said they pulled Are You Ready from the opening night, Monday night football fair. It's so familiar. People hear that and they know, and it's been around for a long time. I want to say for probably 20 years or so. And it's because, by the way, Williams compared Obama to Adolf Hitler when he was on Fox and Friends. Costly comment.